Hello everyone, it's Kelly Superja. I hope you enjoy this audio review, which originally appeared in episode 6 of my podcast. And now on the podcast, it's time for a game review. Today I'd like to demonstrate a neat little audio game from Jim Kitchen at www.kitchensinc.net. That's KitchensInc.net. It's called Homer on a Harley, and like all of his other games, it's available for free. I love free stuff. In this game, you are Homer, the Harley-riding motorcycle daredevil, and have brought three of your specially modified motorcycles to a small oval racetrack to try to set the record for the number of school buses you can jump. The game is available on Jim's text-to-speech games page. Now, if you've never played these games before, there are a couple things you'll need. First, and most importantly, you'll need one or more Sappy 5 voices, such as the ones from Microsoft, Capstroll, RealSpeak, etc. While you can play these games with one voice, it's fun to play them with more than one, if the game supports that. For instance, with Jim's football game, you can use different voices for the various announcers and coaches. In the case of Homer, as I'll refer to this game, you can use one voice for the announcer and another for your speedometer. You'll also need a file from the text-to-speech games page called winkit.zip, which is a menu program that these games use. The installation is very simple. You just have to extract the zip file to a temporary folder, run the setup program, and follow the instructions. After that, you can download and install any or all of the games available from that page. For instance, in the case of Homer, you would download the file homer.exe and run it. You'll be asked to select a folder, but just accept the default one, assuming that's where you installed the menu program to. The files will be extracted, and you can quit the program by pressing escape when you get back to the folder selection screen. I'm going to bring up the menu program now and show you how it works, and I'm not using JAWS or any other screen readers here, because this is a self-voicing program.
Welcome to KitchenSink Games. Use the up and down arrow keys or press the first letter of the game, then press enter to play that game. Exit.
Okay, we're on exit. Now, if I want to change the voice that I'm using, we're currently using Microsoft Mary, I can press F12.
Do you want to use this voice? No.
And we're asked, do we want to use this voice? I'm going to just cycle to a different one here.
Do you want to use this voice? No.
Do you want to use this voice? No.
Ooh, definitely not that one.
Do you want to use this voice? No.
I'm going to choose yes for this one.
Use the up and down arrow keys or press the first letter of the game, then press enter to play that game.
This is Scansoft Karen, an Australian English voice from the RealSpeak collection. I can now use the up and down arrow keys.
Baseball, batting, battleship, rail, brain, casino.
And I can also press letter H.
Hangman.
To go to games that start with that letter. We're currently on Hangman.
Homer.
And there's Homer. So I'll press enter, and the game will start. Now, for this one, we're going to be using Microsoft Mary as the announcer, and Karen will be our speedometer voice. Okay, we got a little intro sequence here. And there's Homer Simpson.
Homer on a Harley, version 2, by Jim Kitchen. Select, exit game.
I guess that's why they call it Homer on a Harley. Anyway, now we've got a menu here. We're on exit game.
Read instructions.
We can read the instructions.
Start game.
Or start the game. I'll do that. Sounds like a bus is pulling up.
My name is Otto. I love to get blocked to.
You'll hear a lot of quotes from The Simpsons in this
game.
Number
of buses to jump. 1. Approximate speed required. 30. Select. Start your number one Harley.
So we're told we've got to jump one bus, and the distance for a perfect jump is 30 feet. We can now start our number one Harley.
Repeat number of buses to jump.
That will repeat the information we've already heard.
Repeat what you did on your last jump. Read instructions. Adjust volume.
That allows you to adjust the volume of the speech and sounds.
Adjust rate of speech. Change voice. Exit game. Save and exit game. Start your number one Harley.
And we're back to start your number one Harley. Now, when I press enter, we'll of course start the motorcycle, and then I have to get into the first gear by pressing the up arrow key, and you'll know when you're in the first gear and ready to go because the crowd noise will get louder, and I'll see if I can describe what's happening then.
Kiki B-Bart, I'm driving!
That is so cool. Now, I'm going to press the up arrow. Okay, we're now in first gear, as you heard the crowd came up. And now, I can use the control key to rev up the engine and start moving.
25.
That's our speedometer voice.
75.
Okay, and there's a left turn coming up. Now, you can hear the crowd going into the center, and that's the guardrails there. So when we hear that, we have to, in this case, move to the left or the right, and you just use the left and right arrow keys. Whoop. Now I'm pressing and releasing the control key here. I'm sort of holding it down, then letting go. If you hold it for too long, it can lead to some interesting consequences. I should say humorous consequences, but that's my opinion anyway. And I'll show you what I mean of that in a few minutes. So we're still going here. Should have another turn coming up. Kind of letting it go back down a little bit and revving it up.
75.
I think that's 75 RPM.
75.
Okay, we got a left turn coming up here.
75.
So I'll move to the left. Now, we're listening out for Maggie's 75. Car horn. Oh, getting a little too close to the guardrails.
75.
Okay, we went into the guardrails there, but that's okay.
75.
Okay, there's Maggie's car horn.
50.
And we just have to line that up with the left and right arrow keys.
25.
Now I'm going to try to stay a bit over
25.
25 RPM or feet or whatever it is. I think it's feet. And in a minute or so, we'll make the jump.
50.
There we go. Now, I'm not pressing anything here. And we made the jump.
Oh, I've never been so proud.
The required jump length was 30 feet. You jumped 38 feet. A good jump.
Oh, not bad at all. Now we get the scene with auto again here.
Number of buses to jump, 2. Approximate speed required, 40. Select. Start your number 1 Harley.
And now we have to jump 2 buses. And the required distance for this jump is 40 feet. So as you can see, it just builds up from there. And that's basically how you play the game. Now, before we quit the game, I want to show you a couple things that you shouldn't do. Okay, I just pressed the enter key to start the bike again. Now, when I first started playing this game, I thought that you could hold the control key down for as long as you wanted, and it would just max out at a certain RPM, and then would keep moving at that speed. Just like in a typical racing game, where you would press the up arrow key in order to speed up. Well, that is not the case in this game. Let me show you what happens. So I'm holding the control key down. Ah, we exploded! That didn't sound good.
You over-revved your engine and it exploded.
There you go. Okay,
number
now we got auto again
Select.
Here.
Start your number 2 Harley.
And if you want to bypass all that, you can just press the control key a couple of times until you get to the menu. Anyway, I'll start the number 2 Harley here.
You can be Bart. I'm driving.
I'm going to now press the control key. This was another thing I thought you could do. And then press the up arrow key. Uh-oh. I shouldn't laugh at that, but it just cracks me up every time I hear that.
You popped the clutch and flipped your Harley over backwards.
Okay, that makes sense.
Number of buses to jump.
Oh, boy.
Select. Start your number 3 Harley.
There you go. So that gives you an idea of how to play this game, Homer on a Harley.
Save and exit game.
I'm going to choose to exit the game.
You successfully jumped one bus. The record for buses jumped is 2. By Kelly on 12/31/2007. Press any key, or the F1 key to repeat.
I'll press the spacebar.
Do you wish to play again? Yes.
And I'm gonna say no by just pressing N.
And thank you for playing Homer on a Harley by Jim Kitchen.
Welcome to Kitchen Sync Games.
And we're back in the menu program.
Arrow keys or press the first letter of the game, then press enter to play that game. Exit. Thank you for playing Kitchen Sync Games. Exiting program.
And again, if you'd like to download this or any of Jim's other free games, you can visit his website at www.kitchensinc.net. That's KITCHENSINC.net.